It is Monday and it is time for a new episode of the Electric Deluxe Podcast.
Electric Deluxe Podcast.
The rest of the internet.
For this podcast, I wanted to show in my first meeting with electronic, like it's all these tracks like The Normal, Night the Rab, and Throbbing Gristle or Fat Gadget are tracks which belongs to my electronic education. For sure, the influence in my music, because I really loved in that music at that time. It was the atmosphere in this music. There was all the time like a kind of a soul, a story on every track, something really special. And this is something I try to have all the time when I make a track, to have a personality in the music like all these bands had at that time. I don't work like every day on music. Like I just work when I feel to do music. But when I feel to do music, I'm quite creative, and I go in the studio, open like some machines or whatever, and I always work on bass line. In fact, I like bass line, and then from an idea, then I've got another idea, so I put some on separate thing. And then, that's the way I work. When I do music, the funny thing I notice when I do music is like sometimes I've got an idea, I think it's really good, so I have the sequence, the bass line, everything. So I'm dancing, like, wow, this is really, really good. And then 3 days later, I listen to it and I think, wow, what is crap? This is horrible. How could I like it? Sometimes you have to take distance with your music and because when you just come out of the studio listening for 6 hours the same sequence or loop, and then you like it for sure, but after some days later you realize it's not good one. I will say, in fact, my first synth I bought was a Korg MS-20, but at that time I was really disappointed of it, because I didn't know nothing. You know, like I was like it was in 91. End of 91, so I was really disappointed, because it was like, you know, like just one sound and you have to touch the button, this or everything, and I wanted like something like a sequence already done, you know, and I didn't understand like you need something else. Then after I buy a GD800, I don't know if you know that old synth from Roland. I have maybe a special relation with that synth, because with that synth, I had my first record in 93. So right now, I have a new release for Dave Clark label, White Noise, which is like focus on pure banging techno, I would say. And then and my new release on Electric Deluxe, which is the techno, which in a way I'm more into it right now, because it's like, it's less based on energy, but it's more focused on the kind of dark deepness, which I'm really into it right now.
Thank you. Sit down with you, care.